Welcome to the Occo London Podcast. This is a new podcast dedicated to exploring magic, mysticism, the Kabbalah, as well as many other topics. In this third episode of a new series, we are exploring the symbolism and mysteries of the tarot in relation to the Western mystery tradition. Each week we will be looking at a different tarot card. These are meant to be short introductions, so will not be an exhaustive examination of them, but rather a taster to get you started and thinking and doing your own exploration. If you like the podcast, please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe to the show. And you can also find us on YouTube at Occult London Podcast. Hope you enjoy it. So in this episode, we are going to be exploring the card of the High Priestess, which is the path of Gimel, the 13th path on the Tree of Life, which means camel in Hebrew. The name of the god for this path is Shaddai Elchai. The astrological correspondences are the moon, and the tarot correspondence is obviously the High Priestess, also known as the Priestess of the Silver Star. The path text from the Sefer Yetzirah is the following. The 13th path is named the United Intelligence and is so called because it is itself the essence of glory. It is the consummation of truth, of individual spiritual things. The experiences of the path are silence, empty space, the imagery of the abyss, deserts, oceans, uninhabited places, empty and silent temples, the vision of the star in the east of Tiferet. Entities of the path are angels, silent priests and priestesses, masked figures. The colours of this path in Atzeluth is blue, in Bria is silver, in Yetzirah is cold, pale blue, and Hesiah, silver, rayed with sky blue. So to begin with, we'll look at some of the symbolism of the High Priestess path. So on the Rider-Waite deck, it depicts a young woman sitting between two pillars, black and white. On her head is a Egyptian-style headdress, and at her feet is the moon. She holds a scroll in her hands, and behind her are images of pomegranates. She's wearing a blue cloak over a white tunic. So we'll kind of try and break these down in terms of some of the symbolisms, what they mean. So obviously the first figure we see is obviously the priestess. So she's a young virginal woman as opposed to an older woman of the Empress card. So this could be symbolism of terms of the dedication and sacrifice to the divine rather than the natural order of things. This is a path of choice and service and sacrifice to the divine at all costs. And the term virgin also refers to her being her own self. So she's not owned by anyone else. This connects with the hermetic axiom of nothi souton, or know thyself. The pillars on either side of the High Priestess represent the twin pillars from the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, which are Yakin and Boaz. The white pillar represents force, and the black pillar represents form. And the priestess sits between them, which is also the position of her path on the Tree of Life. So it kind of represents that ascent up the middle pillar from Tifereth to Keter. Remember, this path crosses over the abyss of Dahat, knowledge. So there is great wisdom in this aspect of the High Priestess as being the Isis or knowledge holder of the Tree of Life. In terms of the clothing she's wearing, this is particularly relevant. She's wearing blue and white to signify her relationship with the lunar currents and the unconscious. And the crown upon her head is signifying Keter, but also the triple aspects of the moon, waxing full and waning. And this again emphasises the idea of the powerful forces of Keter flowing down through the high priestess into the unconscious, represented by the water at her feet, the cross on her chest representing Tipperet, and the lunar aspects at her feet, obviously Yesod, with the ground being Malkut. So thus we could see that her forces flow through the entire tree. The scroll she's holding in her hand signifies wisdom, so brought down from the ancients, but it all could also symbolise this kind of idea of knowledge being given to mankind in the original Eden. And also there's connections there with the veiled Isis. And she sits on a throne made of stone, which again could be a reference to the throne of Bina. The Hebrew letter for this path is Gimel, which is camel. A camel is an animal that carries us across the desert and is known for travelling long distances without water, and is also used in the following phrase. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. So if you can imagine the idea of trying to force a camel through a needle, sounds a bit crazy. But then if we remember the line from the Yetziratic text, which describes it as being the consummation of truth of individual spiritual things. So in this sense, we can kind of see the eye of the needle is stripping away all that is illusion to reveal the true spiritual nature beneath. So the symbolism of the crown on her head as being representative of Keter that is always there. We always have that crown upon our heads, even though we cannot see it. The High Priestess acts as a mediator between our conscious self in Tiferet and our higher self in Keter. So the High Priestess is the hidden force behind that is slowly kind of revealing truth, and also connects her connection with the moon as being the unconscious. So this path is not conscious, but rather this flash of inspiration that comes to us when we least expect it, but it is also extremely powerful and may potentially destroy us if it brought us its full power from that perspective. As Einstein said, the intellect has little to do on the road to discovery. There comes a leap in consciousness, call it intuition or what you will. The solution comes to you and you don't know how or why. So the High Priestess in this sense can represent that intuition and inner wisdom or knowledge that's gained through accessing that unconscious side. And as we can see, there's a big divide between Tifereth and Keter, which on the Tree of Life is known as the Abyss, and it's over this gap that the High Priestess sits. So this symbolically represents that inner knowledge or wisdom that lies within us. So if we face our fears, but also the importance of paying attention to the little things, everything around us can be seen as being a manifestation or a representation of the divine plan, if only we listen. This is nicely represented by a quote purported to be from the Buddha, which says the following. I must state clearly that my teaching is a method to experience reality and not reality itself. Just as a finger pointing at the moon is not the moon itself. A thinking person makes use of the finger to see the moon. A person who only looks at the finger and mistakes it for the moon will never see the real moon. That's all we've got time for tonight. I hope you have enjoyed tonight's episode. Thanks very much for joining us on the Occult London podcast. Please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe to the show so you'll never miss an episode. Thanks very much and speak to you soon. Bye bye.